Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaum. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. You know, the winter is playing tricks on us. It's here and then it's not, and then it's here again.
Right.
With that comes flus, and you've got, there's been the avian flu, the bird flu that's been around, and you're going to talk about that, so go ahead.
That's right. I would like to talk about the highly pathogenic avian influenza. You know, we would have talked about that on January 7th. We had a poultry meeting. It was postponed till April the 9th. But this is one of the topics that we would have talked about, and I think it's important enough that I wanted to bring it up today. You know, the highly pathogenic avian influenza is a rapidly spreading viral disease that can infect many types of birds. Avian influenza, often called the avian flu or bird flu, it's common, but there are strains that are highly pathogenic. Now, what's highly pathogenic mean? Well, that basically means they're more deadly. And this disease is introduced by migrating wild birds, and it spreads anytime. You know, it could spread in the spring and fall, spring during the migration or fall during that migration period, and it affects all domestic poultry. So, you know, your backyard flock, even commercial flocks, have to deal with this a highly pathogenic avian influenza. Poultry that get this disease do not survive the illness, and there is no known cure for this disease. So the importance of this is recently there have been confirmed cases in Anderson, Coffey, and Douglas County. Now, these have all been released at this point, but there have been, it's localized. So I thought maybe we ought to know some of the signs of what to look for on the avian influenza. So you want to look for coughing and sneezing, difficulty breathing, extreme depression, lack of energy, a decrease in feed or water intake. Maybe you'll see swelling or purpling around the head. There'll be a decrease in egg production, or the eggs will be very soft-shelled. And then most of the time we see is an unexplained death. And the ones that have called me that I've passed on to the KDA in the past, they have said, well, I went out today and there was 3 dead chickens, and yesterday there was 4 or 5 dead chickens. And so that's kind of what seems to be the first thing most people see, okay? So what is it we can do to protect our small flocks from the avian influenza? First off, avoid attracting wild birds and waterfowl to your home. Now, I'm not saying don't feed the songbirds. Songbirds, sparrows, starlings, they're a very low-risk type of bird. They're not the ones that generally cause a problem. It's these ones that migrate and are typically waterfowl or birds that migrate with the waterfowl. And the disease spreads through contact with infected birds, or it can spread through the ingestion of infected feed and water. So what can we do at home? Well, first off, if you have your chickens in a pen, maybe you cover or enclose that outdoor feeding area. Keep your feed inside the chicken coop. Maybe put it in a barrel that has a lid rather than just in an open sack. If you do spill some feed, clean that feed up. You know, one issue that we have is we live here in the rural counties, rural area, and everybody has a pond. Well, you know, if you've got cattle and poultry at the same time, and you're going down to cut ice for the cow so they can drink, you're going down to where there could be an infection. So change your boots when you come back, change your pants, your shirt, wash up before you go deal with the chickens, okay? And another good thing is probably pin that dog up. Don't let the dog go down to the pond, because you're not gonna get his feet cleaned up and that kind of stuff. Don't move birds from farm to farm, and isolate any new birds. Now, if you happen to be one of those that like to show or go to poultry swaps or sales, I would probably limit that during this time. You know, during the fall through the spring, I probably would reduce my chances by not going to those places. And if you do go to those places, you know, clean your hands, your clothes. You might even have to wash the tires of your car or truck that you go with. And I would suggest not letting others handle your poultry. Another thing to think about is, you know, this is a time, you know, we just came through Christmas and New Year's. There's been a lot of parties and stuff going on at people's houses. I'm not saying you can't do that. Just don't let them go out to the poultry barn. We want to reduce the amount of visitors that we have coming in contact with our poultry as well. Are there public risk? It's pretty rare, but humans and some other mammals can contract the disease. If you come into contact with the disease and you are showing symptoms, then report it to your physician immediately. I will say this, there have been no reported cases due to consumption of infected cooked meat. So we feel safe about that at least. So if you see some of these things, what do you do? Well, probably the best thing to do would be call your veterinarian first. If your flock is showing any signs of influenza or if you suspect exposure. If you don't have a vet, then you can call my office and I'll get you in contact with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, or you can call the Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Division directly. And that phone number is 785-564-6601. And if you want more information on the avian influenza, go to just Google Kansas Department of Agriculture avian influenza. It'll come up and there's lots and lots of information on their website. So with that, until next time, stay safe and stay warm, and watch your poultry.
Again, always interesting information when you guys come in here. I love it. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.